mamas. Welcome.
I cannot. Hello. I cannot speak from that register of my voice without having my vocal cord spasm. Thought I'd talk about today. Talk today about satanic Hollywood rituals. This fucking podcast. There has been this like conspiracy theory that has just always been making its rounds on TikTok, on Twitter, more so Twitter recently, that essentially, if you're in Hollywood, if you're there's a fucking spider on my iPad. Essentially, if you're in Hollywood, you want to become a star, you want to become an actor, you want to be at the top of the game for the singing music industry, you have to sell your soul. You have to do things that worship Satan to get fame. I just saw a TikTok by, you may remember him, you probably don't, Big Nick from the Vlog Squad. He's you'll know his face. You'll know his fucking face, maybe. Shut up. Just watch this fucking batshit crazy video, and then we'll get into it, because I can't explain it. You need to hear from a fucking psycho themselves.
Rituals in Hollywood, it completely destroyed my atheism. One day, I was invited to a warehouse in downtown Los Angeles that operated as a music recording studio. The producer made me a beat, and at first, it seemed like an innocent networking opportunity. After the beat was made, he extended an invitation to join one of his after-hour events. As I asked for more details, he proceeds to show me a demo reel of a video that he made of the event. All of a sudden, I'm now looking at a satanic ritual that involved women being locked in cages with a black bunny mask on while simultaneously making an incision in their wrist as a blood sacrifice to the devil. Soon I realized that the warehouse that I was in to make music was a location for satanic swinger parties where ritualistic sacrifices happened regularly. When I started to dig deeper into Hollywood's affiliation with Satanism, I started to realize that the devil was not some fictional character that represented evil, but an actual living creature that has most of humanity enslaved. This further challenged my atheistic worldview and ultimately led me to do deep research about Jesus Christ. The evidence of Jesus's existence and resurrection soon became undeniable, and I made a personal decision to denounce my atheism and say my first prayer to Jesus, and as soon as I had repented of my sins, I felt the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit that completely wrecked me and changed my life forever.
So, Big Nick has described to us his firsthand experience of seeing the satanic underbelly of Hollywood. And it's enough to drive him from atheism to Christ. And this isn't going to be a video talking about religion or anything. I think this whole thing is so completely separate to like anything relating to religion. The way I view this country, the United States of America, is I think 50% of people might just not have any latch on reality. I think that there's a good chunk of people that genuinely have no clue what the fuck is going on and can just hear things like that and be like, I fucking knew it. So, this conspiracy theory that Hollywood is run by Satan, I'm really not helping the case too. Like, I thought it'd be funny, like a funny little bit to like light this little red candle and make the light red and make it look like I'm in hell. But I'm making it look like, I'm candidate number one for the choo-choo train straight to hell to sell my soul to get Netflix movie role and number one platinum album. Fuck! So, I have a cross on my shirt. We're fine. We rebuke Satan! So, anyways, last night at the Oscars, I almost said Elon Musk. That's not his fucking name. What? John Cena. I don't know how I just got those two people confused. I think they operate, they exist in the same spot of my brain where I couldn't give less of a fuck about them. But John Cena presented an award where he just went on stage completely butt-ass naked with, like, only an envelope covering his wee-wee. And so Andrew Tate went on a little, yep, we're fucking talking about him. Andrew Tate went on, like, a little rant. Here we go.
I want to make something clear. I was saying this morning on Twitter how John Cena, yesterday at the Oscars, was doing his humiliation ritual to satisfy his gay paymasters. And everybody's saying, oh, maybe he's just promoting a movie. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Let me tell you something. I don't care what movie I'm in. You could not convince me to do that. You cannot convince me to do anything fruity or weird. It doesn't matter what movie I'm in because there's no need. I can promote it other ways. I won't do it because my principles are too strong. So to say he's only promoting a movie is still agreeing with me. You're saying he's promoting his movie for money because he sold a soul to his gay paymaster.
Well, he was pretending to be an OnlyFans guy as the character of the movie and releasing OnlyFans content.
I want to make something clear.
What the fuck? Wait, I'm just realizing, second watch of that clip, does Andrew Tate have a clone? Who the fuck was that other guy that was just like, well, Andrew... I'm trying to do really good. I'm trying to do his voice. It sounds so fucking... He's such a weird, unique accent. It's like... I'm not going to try it. There's obviously things that I can see why people be like, this is satanic! For example, Doja Cat making, like, the visual aesthetic of her most recent album largely attributed to satanic imagery. The fucking Baphomet. I don't know. I don't know what other, like, satanic things are. Just 666 and the devil laughs. Like, obviously, if you're gonna be a conspiracy theorist, or maybe you're more on the sensitive side of being scared of the devil in whatever religion you're a part of, shit like that will make you think, okay, maybe this person is, like, sold their soul to Satan. I can see that, but when the fuck did, embarrassing yourself suddenly become satanic? Fuck, like, I'm done. That's, like, literally 90% of my content is just, like, humiliating and embarrassing myself for a little fun, a little chuckle. But since when did that become, oh, shit, now you're part of Satan. Now you are on the seventh ring of Satan's fucking hairy asshole. I feel like I blinked and that just became, like, a leading conspiracy theory. And it's, like, not that fringe of a conspiracy theory. There's so many people that believe that Hollywood is ran by Satan and, like, satanic followers. And mind you, Hollywood is, like, an industry. I'm not speaking about the city of fucking Hollywood. I'm talking about, like, as an industry. I don't know. Like, I've dipped my toes in. I've been on, like, one show. It's literally just an industry. Obviously, it's, like, any other kind of entertainment thing, industry, where, I don't know, there's, like, a lot of, like, snaky people. I don't fucking know. Like, I've spent 3 seconds of time in it. But it's, like, but to, like, make the fucking joke to Satan? What? Like, what? So, like, I don't know. I was really trying to figure out what about humiliation makes people think it's satanic. And I haven't, like, dived into the lore of this conspiracy theory. I think it's... I know there's been, like, a few cases in the past where people have been, like, the Hollywood elite. You wouldn't even believe what they get up to. Like, I remember Lady Gaga had this, like, party. It was, like, 10 years ago or something. I don't fucking know. It was, like, early 2000s-ass party where she had, like... people, she had like, just, like, actors, like, I think it was, like, pretend to get sacrificed or something, or, like, people were eating sushi off their body, but they were, like, covered in, like, fake blood. Obviously creepy, obviously fucking creepy, but you think it's Satan coming up from the earth speaking through Lady Gaga to do that? No, it's so I don't know why I have such, like, no tolerance, actually. I have no fucking tolerance for conspiracy theories. They're just so exhausting, because there's so many more, like, if you just use your fucking brain, you could, like, come to a more reasonable conclusion. So, for example, why the fuck did John Cena, go butt-ass naked in front of a stage to present an award? Let's think about it. Is it because he has to appease his What the fuck did Andrew Tate say? His gay paymasters that want to see him humiliated? Or, maybe it's because he's promoting a fucking movie that he has just been in where he's like, I don't know. I didn't see him. I'm not a John Cena fan, even though he follows me on Twitter. Like, we're talking about one of my oomphies right there. That's one of my followers. He's promoting a movie, and listen, obviously, you can promote a movie in a million different fucking ways, but one of the surefire ways is to get naked. I mean, what can you say? Sex sells. Like, if I were to post Instagram picture of, like, me in hoodie, it would get X likes. If I were to be, like, fucking nipple out, titty out, it would get more, probably. I don't, that's just, like, the way fucking nature works, I guess you could say. So, the way, like, people can't just, like, go the extra fucking mile of thinking and being like, hey, you know, maybe John Cena is not actually being puppeted around by, satanic worshipers, and maybe he's just doing something a little silly and a little something funny. It's not, like, obviously, like, it's not the most hilarious thing on fucking earth. Like, he's naked, but it's just, like, it's, like, a facet of comedy to be, like, self-deprecating, humiliating yourself. It's just so bonkers. It's so bonkers that people immediately jumped to Satanism. And I feel like I just fucking made a podcast about this. Like, I swear I just ranted about this. Maybe. I feel like it was when I was talking about Lil Nas X or something. I can't remember. I can't remember. But it's like, damn, can we use our fucking brains? Can we, like, not jump to the most batshit crazy explanation for things? When that's not even, like, the most, like, abnormal thing. They're acting like he's, like, the first person to, like, streak. I don't know. I'm talking in circles about that right now. But anyways, back to Big Nick. First of all, Big Nick is like, I need to hear it again. I need to hear what the fuck he said. I'm going to watch that video 4 more times tonight and fucking giggle my ass off each time.
When I was exposed to satanic rituals in Hollywood, it completely destroyed my atheism. One day, I was invited to a warehouse in downtown Los Angeles that operated as a music recording studio. The producer...
The fucking thought of Big Nick, like, getting, like, a party full invite, being like, warehouse rave, downtown LA, and then he, like, shows up. Like, assuming this is real, he shows up, and it's, like, a recording studio, and they're like, you want to come to a party, little bro? And then he, like, it's, like, fucking... The thought of little Big Nick in the middle of a satanic ritual was so funny. Like, I fucking wish this was true. Like, I wish there was, like, evil Satanists throwing fucking parties in LA. Like, ah! So, chat, do we believe that story for a second? Do we believe that for a second? I think... So, a little background on me is obviously, like, I am atheist, but, and, like, I don't believe that there's a Satan. I don't believe there's any powers outside of, like, fucking science, basically, I guess I could say. But, that being said... I think there's a lot of motherfuckers that are crazy and act what would be described as satanic. I think that, it's fully plausible that he got invited to a party where people were, like, writhing around on the ground and, like, cutting scars into their flesh. Why did I say cutting scars? It doesn't even fucking make sense. Like, cutting into their flesh, doing, like, crazy shit like that. I'm sure that's happened. They're fucking crazy subcultures and weird. I don't know if that's a kink thing. I don't fucking know. But, like, people do that. The way I always look at, like, society is, like, if you have 100,000 people, you probably have in that group one person that does that, that will, like, go to crazy satanic looking parties. You probably have a serial killer. You probably have like it's so to expect that everyone is so Big Nick is pissing me off. Like I close my fucking eyes and I see him. Like that's the fucking devil. That's like Big Nick. Okay, fuck it. I'm making a conspiracy theory and I'm turning around the fucking narrative. Big Nick is trying to make us think that Hollywood is ran by satanic elites when he is the devil himself. Think about that. Also, like, where's my fucking invite? I get invites like nothing, to be honest. Like where was my like where was my Terra Yummy 1 million subscriber party invite? I've never spoken a word to her, so like why would I get invited to that? Yada yada yada. Where's my invite to the Hollywood satanic elite parties? Where's my invite to the Oscars? Like, it's really me and this prayer candle every night. Anyways, let me collect my thoughts. Holy shit, I found another Big Nick classic video. We need to have a longer conversation maybe another day about, like, jobless David Dobrik Vlog Squad members and what they're up to now, because look at this shit.
Lady Gaga mocked God while she was on stage, and she received instant judgment for it. During one of her performances, she was singing her blasphemous song, Judas, talking about how she's in love with the disciple that betrayed Jesus Christ, as well as saying that she is beyond repentance and that Judas is the demon that she clings to. Take a look at what happened to her next on stage as she was performing this song. Shortly after, she gets severely injured as equipment falls on her head, giving her a concussion and forcing her to end her concert. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he..."
Oh, I need to repent. Oh my god. The way I dropped my MacBook! Right as he was saying Lady Gaga mocked, and then a pole fell on her head. What?
We'll also read. For those who have discernment, Lady Gaga's motive for mocking Jesus is very clear. She is one of the many puppets that the satanic societies use at their whim, exalting her music for the sole purpose of leading the masses to hell for eternity. The Bible says that there is power of life and death in the tongue. So these lyrics are actually putting a curse on her fans, because when they're repeating her lyrics about being beyond repentance, they are sealing a curse in the spiritual realm for demons to keep them in bondage, ultimately steering them away from Jesus Christ. This is diabolically orchestrated to keep you separated from God, because once you encounter the love of the Heavenly Father, you cannot be controlled by worldly mechanisms any longer.
Genuine question, what would y'all do if I, like, went that route? If, like, one day I put, like, a jitty on or whatever and just, like, what is my chair stuck on my carpet for? Frick! Y'all, Big Nick was right. Like, I'm not mocking anything here, but I was, like, questioning if Satan's real. Now friggin' my laptop fell and my office chair friggin' rolled over the carpet. Okay, unpacking that video. First of all, when did this happen? When did Big Nick become like a evangelical? Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. What would y'all do if I just, like, one day, like, dropped making all of the videos and I was like,
repent and turn away from Fortnite. There's a Fortnite skin of Little Nas X, and he's the devil.
Like, what the fuck would y'all do? Anyways, that's more rhetorical question. Just think on that one. Comment it down below. I'm curious. This is the most, like, brain dead I've ever been. It's not even, like, out of my own volition. It's just because the subject matter of what the fuck I decided to talk about today is so mind-rotting! I really would love to spend a day in the mind of people that think this way. That, like, think that any strange thing that happens that, like, a celebrity, a musician, an actor does is part of, like, some bigger conspiracy that... Satan is like trying to push his message through their work, whether it be in their like their film, TV, public appearances, music. And there's a large, I really do think there's a lot of people, like, to call it a conspiracy theory is a little weird, because I just feel it, like, growing. I see more and more and more people, like, talk about that. Like, I'm so curious. I wonder if John Cena, like, fucking posted that on Instagram. I so bet, if he posted, like, a picture of him, like, naked at the Oscars on Instagram, every comment's gonna be like,
"So you sold your fucking soul, John Cena?"
Which is so funny, because, like, okay, wait, let's see before I keep yapping. Like, you want to talk about John Cena selling his soul? What the fuck do y'all know about John Cena, Chinese arc? No, I was right. I was fucking right. Top comment. Okay, well, the top comment is just blank. I don't really understand that. Second comment. John, why did you do the humiliation ritual? He's deleting Illuminati comments. This is not funny, man. Shame on you. Humiliation ritual. You and the Illuminati now, John?
I was fucking right.
Yeah, no, you want to have beef with John Cena? What the? Wait, pause. Who the fuck is running, like, John Cena's Instagram? He just, like, posted a screenshot of, like, the Amazon Prime interface, like, horribly cropped of his new movie. No caption or anything. That's my mutual. That is my mutual. He's, no, like, truly, you know, like, the classic video of him where it's, like, Bing chilling. That happened, like, literally, like, blocks away from where I used to live in Vancouver. That always trips me up. It's so crazy. I've seen him in fucking Vancouver before, because he just is always in Vancouver, because that man is always filming something. So, obviously, it is a pretty popular theory, this Illuminati humiliation ritual satanic ring that's running Hollywood. Apparently. Like, case in point, those fucking comments, like, and it literally, I mean, obviously I can't tell from, like, the, like, tone alone on people's comments on an Instagram post, but, like, they seem fucking mad. Like, they're like, "Are you serious, John Cena? Are you serious? You showed your freaking peener? You showed your nipples, and you're giving into Satan, John Cena?" John, I can't believe you did this. I was a kind Christian man, and I was your biggest fan, John. I was your biggest fan ever since you were in all 20 movies that you were in last year. I became such a fan, and then I saw that you had to humiliate yourself for your gay pay pigs! Shame on you! what do y'all think? Imagine I'm like about to fuck around and find out, and I'm like laughing, and I'm like, "Guys, the Illuminati is not fucking real. The Satan does not run Hollywood." And then I like went to go do my laundry, and Satan emerged from the fucking ground and was like,
"Hello, Benjamin. You want to make it big in this city?"
I'm like, "Yeah." Like, "Yeah, like, what's up?" And Satan's like,
"Okay, then, what you're gonna do
is keep making the same fucking videos you already make, because you're already doing your own fucking humiliation ritual, like, not even for, like, not even for Satan, like, I'm just doing that." And then he gives me 10 million followers on Instagram.com. Also, my hair looks really fucked up. I'm so sorry that you're seeing that. I tried slicking it back, and that looked fucking horrible, and now it's, like, gradually migrating back to the front of my face. I imagine, like, imagine I, like, somehow, like, they got me, like, the Illuminati fucking got me, and all of a sudden, my content changed, and I, like, started levitating and shit. I'm like, "Hey guys, welcome back to my channel." Because, like...
Okay, I'm trying to think if there's any, like, YouTubers or, like, influencers that are, like, really kind of, like, feel like they're in the Illuminati. I feel like there's no influencers are, like, big enough yet to be take. Didn't Mr. Beast have, like, an Illuminati conspiracy theory at some point? I swear there were some bitches being like,
oh, fuck, they got Mr. Beast, too.
Or something. Okay. They found, like, a triangle. They found, like, a fucking trapezoid in, like, a Mr. Beast thumbnail. And they're like,
oh, shit, they got him.
Who else? I would believe that James Charles is in the Illuminati. That one I would believe. Let's start a conspiracy theory. Let's say James Charles puts like pheromones in his makeup kits so that you fall in love with him. And it's like a Stockholm syndrome. So like the second you open the makeup kit, what the fuck am I talking about? Anyways, yeah. Also, sorry, I just like glossed over at the start when there was a spider running across my fucking iPad and I hit it. I don't have the mental bandwidth to deal with that right now because I woke up from a nap today and there was 4 spiders like in my immediate like focal view. That was really awesome. I don't know where they're coming from. I literally think it's the fucking CDs on my wall because I put each CD on my wall with a push pin and it's like, it is like a wet goon fucking dream for a spider to see this. They can just like go through all of these CDs with the pins, make the most elaborate web. And it's really awesome. These are baby spiders, by the way, like baby fucking infant spiders. So love that there's a giant spider egg sack, like, in my vicinity. Really happy about that. Did kind of start flopping mentally, like. Yeah, I am gonna fucking overshare now. Did start mentally flopping the past week, but it, like, not mentally, productively flopping. I didn't really do shit at all last week, which I shouldn't feel bad doing. I know. I'm the only person, like, who works my YouTube videos. I have no editor, I have no anything. I need to give myself a break, yada, yada, yada. But I like making fucking videos. I just got invited to a party. It's the fucking same party! I just got a party full invite. Musical guests, stand-up comedy, and good vibes. Y'all, is the musical guest Satan? This is it. Like, this is actually it. Wednesday, March 27th, 8 p.m. I don't want to go to that. I don't want to go. I don't even, like, want to go. Because I saw they had this party earlier and it looked like shit. So, like a few weeks ago. Yeah, I'm not going to that. Oh, but it could be a Satan ritual party. And I'll never fucking know if I don't go, bro. It's fine. So, I actually don't remember what I was yapping about before I went on that tangent. But, yeah, it's time to wrap this bitch up. So let's read your drama. Oh, damn, y'all loved me taking an online autism test in the last podcast episode. Awesome. Let's read drama. Let's do it. Let's read it. I can't even remember if I fucking asked for drama at the end of the last episode. I always do that. I think, like, if I were to, like, try and figure out how many times I've done the drama of the week in the past, like, 10 episodes, I think it'd maybe be 5 out of 10. I did. Drama. I literally found out I'm autistic yesterday afternoon as in an actual diagnosis. I don't know how to feel or what to do, but I just feel really awkward and low-key upset about it. Love your videos, by the way. Like I said, like, when I did the online autism test, and it alluded to maybe I'm on that side, that was just, like, an online thing. That was not sane at all. That was not self-diagnosing or anything. It was just doing it for fun. But you have an actual diagnosis, and I have something to share with you to hopefully take
the upsetness away, I feel the world becoming a warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer place for autistic people as we understand and like harmful stereotypes break away. And I think that's beautiful. Sorry, that sounded like so like fucking like that could be on like a pillow at HomeSense. Wait, what is the store? It's not called HomeSense here. In Canada, we have a store called HomeSense, but it's like something different. Marshalls? HomeGoods! HomeGoods! Fuck! How did I... Okay, I don't know how I just got on trying to figure out what HomeGoods was talking about autism. There's... Well, first of all, there like, I don't want you to ever think you're like defective or anything like that, or like there's anything wrong with you. That is the furthest thing from the case, from the truth. It might be weird to like suddenly have this label, and it might like kind of explain some of how you feel and how you behave sometimes, but you're still fucking you, and a diagnosis changes nothing about that. You are you. Bada bing, bada boom. Oh, wait, I'm like seeing all the comments and everyone's being so nice too, like hyping them up, being so sweet, because mamas are the sweetest, nicest people on the internet. But yeah, I'm wishing you the best in this new chapter of your life, but you're still the same person and nothing's changed. And with that all being said, wow, this was the, I also, I'm so sweaty. I think my like AC fucking broke. So that's awesome. Love that. I'm just like dripping sweat talking about Satan. Okay. I love you all so much. Rate this podcast 5 freaking stars on Spotify, baby. And I'll see you all next Wednesday. I love y'all. Bye.